The Graduate Record Exam, or GRE, is going under a makeover for next fall. The Daily Illini's Katina Bolos is live in the studio with the story.
The Education Testing Service, which conducts the GRE, says it is making these changes to improve the test-taking experience and align the questions with graduate school-type thinking. GRE instructor and representative of Kaplan, Andrew Mitchell, says the recent popularity of the test may have also encouraged these changes. The GRE has recently been accepted by 40% of business schools across the nation. The GMAT is the test specialized for business schools.
The new GRE is going to be much more so than the current GRE, will be similar in many respects to the GMAT. One reason why ETS may be making these changes is to get into the business school market. And the reason why now is because we have a situation of competition.
With the current test, unofficial scores for the quantitative and verbal section are available to students immediately after finishing the exam. However, this will not be the case with the revised GRE. In fact, scores will not be available at all until mid-November at the earliest. However, ETS says students who need their scores before November 2011 must take the current exam. They recommend the revised test for anything later. Mitchell advises taking the current test until it is no longer possible to do so.
Our advice for people who are looking at graduate school, who are serious about graduate school, whether they're applying now or are applying in a couple of years, is that they're actually better off taking the test before the test change.
The current test is computer adaptive, meaning it changes in response to a student's performance with each individual question. The new test will adapt only after the student has completed a section of quantitative or verbal questions. Also, the revised GRE allows students to go back and change their answers. The new test will take approximately 4 hours, 1 hour longer than the current one. Some question types will change as well. For instance, ETS will remove all analogies, antonyms, and sentence completion questions. Students will first be taking the revised test in August 2011. For the Daily Illini, I'm Katina Bolos.